The federal government's planned shake-up of university fees is hanging in the balance, with a key crossbench senator saying the changes don't yet have his support. The government wants to double the cost of some courses like humanities while slashing fees for others it considers more job relevant. It sparked a fierce backlash from students and now some university staff are threatening strike action. National Education reporter Connor Duffy has more.
Hey there.
Senator Patricks.
Senator Griff.
Senator Hanson.
It's a social media campaign with a tiny target audience, the crossbench senators, who could decide whether to scuttle or support the government's sweeping overhaul of university fees.
We need you to stop it.
We need you to stop it.
The campaign comes from a coalition of first-year university students. They're opposed to the government's plan to hike fees for humanities, commerce and law courses while slashing costs for students enrolling in maths, agriculture and nursing. While the fee changes will only apply to students starting next year, first-year law student Varsha Yaiman is still concerned.
Being an arts law student myself and having so many friends in a similar degree or course, that's the biggest motivating factor for me.
The university fee shake-up is designed to direct people into high-demand vocations, but it already faces opposition from Labor and the Greens, which means the government needs the votes of at least three crossbench senators.
Even at the moment, coming out of a recession or, you know, going into a recession depending on the coronavirus pandemic, just keeping the fees as they are at least would be like the minimum that we expect. We would love to have free education.
Some university staff are also weighing in. Frustrated by the efforts of university management and their own union, a new group called the National University Staff Assembly has been formed. It has the support of hundreds of staff, and spokesman Dr. Nick Remers from the University of Sydney says they're prepared to contemplate non-protected industrial action.
The plan that we're presenting, or the plan that we're going to develop, is one which has security in numbers. So the kind of strike that we want to try and work towards is one which is massively participated in. And we think that if that's the case, then it's going to be very difficult for either employers or the government to go after it.
The government is making changes. After pressure from the coalition backbench, the Education Minister, Dan Tehan, is taking social work and psychology out of the category of courses facing fee hikes, a move which should see the bill win approval at the joint party room today. But the government still doesn't have enough votes in the Senate, and Independent Senator Rex Patrick says he's sympathetic to the concerns raised by students.
They have been presented without much evidence as to the effect that they'll have in the long term. I think a lot of students make their choices based on an affinity with a particular topic. I don't think you can force someone who's got an affinity with humanities down a STEM path and expect anything other than failure.
With the government still short of crossbench Senate support, the changes are likely to be headed for a review by a Senate committee.
Connor Duffy reporting.